The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey, folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss, like, playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Show. You know, comparing Eric Metaxas to any other radio show host is a lot like comparing apples and, oh, I don't know, oranges perhaps?
Yes, that's it. Precisely, oranges.
Ripe, luscious, supple oranges dripping with sticky sweet juice.
Another day or two and they'll be rotten and inedible.
But today, oh, they're glorious and inviting.
Just like Eric.
And now, aren't you glad he's here? Eric
Metaxas. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. Hey, folks. A few years ago, I was in Grand Rapids, Michigan, loaded with Dutch people. I don't like the Dutch, but I'm going to tell you right now, some of them I do like. I met a guy named Michael Canis. We had a meal in a Grand Rapids restaurant, and he started telling me about something that he was involved in, a search having to do with the Great Seal of the United States. Most of us know next to nothing about the Great Seal of the United States. And as he unpacked this story, my eyes started to bug out. And pretty soon they were like out on stems, like in a Tex Avery cartoon, like, wah. And I said, you need to write a book about this. And Michael Canis, you wrote a book about it, and you're here on my show to talk about it. Mm-hmm. The book is The Hidden Message of the Great Seal, How Foundational Truth from the Dawn of Liberty May Rescue a Republic in Peril. Welcome to New York. Welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Eric.
This is exciting. So let's leap into it. For folks who know nothing about this, what's the story?
Well, it's kind of an interesting paradox because it's one of the most reproduced images on the planet. Right now in circulation, there's 11.7 billion pictures of the seal on $1 bills circulating around the globe.
Okay, so we see it all the time.
See it all the time.
And yet, I'm not hearing myself. Is this messed up? We see it all the time. Can you hear me? It's my phone. Am I okay? So you see it all the time. But you don't see it. You see it, but you don't see it.
And
it's
exactly
there, but you don't know what it is. So what
that
is it?
That was the case with me until I was introduced to it by Dr. Peter Lilback from Westminster Theological Seminary.
He wrote the book on sacred fire about George Washington.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. He's an expert in early American history and that sort of thing. He introduced me to the seal. And one of the things that was peculiar about it was just the fact that it was written by Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, and John Adams.
Okay, that's freaky right there, because when you think of the seal, I mean, most people don't think of the seal, but you're telling me that these three pillars of this country wrote, they took it seriously. Why did they take it seriously? I mean, most of us don't even know what is a seal exactly.
Well, this particular version of a seal, it's for embossing of documents. It's to make things official.
Right.
Okay, and in history, there were more weighty roles for SEALs that represented the king and that sort of thing.
We basically don't have this anymore. That's why we don't think about it. Because
sure.
In the past, I have a document, a Wilberforce document in my home framed, and there's a seal, you know, and you realize that this was taken seriously by every king going into the distant past. I mean, in ancient Babylon, and
yes.
it was a part of
King
culture,
David.
But it's basically
mm-hmm.
gone away like in the last 100 years. We don't have wax rings and seals and stuff.
Right. But the thing that was special about the Seal of America was, whereas those seals represented the sovereign, like the King of England maybe, this seal represented the sovereign, which was the people of the United States. So it was essentially an expression of identity.
Well, this is the first seal in the history of the world that doesn't represent a monarch, isn't it?
Right. Well, I wouldn't say maybe that might be a little bit far, but one of the things that is very unusual about our seal is that it's an allegorical seal. And an allegory is a story told with symbols. So our seal has a message, an allegorical message that's embedded within it.
Okay, so there's a message, a hidden message. But before we get into that, how did you discover this? I mean, remind me of your introduction to this crazy journey that you've been on.
Okay, well, I was very interested in understanding what the kingdom of God is. And
so you're a Christian.
I am a Christian. Yes,
isn't
right,
everybody
yeah.
in Grand Rapids a Reformed Christian? You Dutch Grand yeah. Rapids Reformed. Okay. But so you were involved in that. Yes.
Yes. And so one of the things I had begun to understand was that a way that a people is governed is either internally or externally. You know, external enforcement of behavior is very hard to do, and you have to police it.
Well, it's the difference between self-government and either a monarch or some kind of a heavy-handed bureaucracy. I mean,
exactly.
Our whole country is about the idea of we govern ourselves. It's
exactly.
a radical idea. Yeah.
Precisely. And so the thing that is the expression of internal government, if you're trying to please yourself, that's one thing. But we break our own rules and we don't adhere to our own standards.
Right.
But when you're trying to please God, that's the highest expression of government. If I want to conform my behavior to the thing that pleases God, that holds me to a high standard. And then I do the things that I should do.
Well, you've just said what is at the heart of American government, which is, you know, this is why I get so excited because I've written about this, that the founders said not that you can do whatever you like. It's like you are free to govern yourself, not to not govern yourself. You're free to govern yourself. If you don't govern yourself, someone else will govern you.
Mm-hmm.
But in this country, we have enough virtue and enough faith and so on and so forth. So the fact that Franklin and Adams and Jefferson understood this and wanted to put that message in the seal. But when did you, I mean, you know, you said you were interested in this concept, but when did it go to the seal?
So when I saw at the top of the reverse of the seal, the phrase annuit coeptis, and Dr. Loback told me annuit comes from the word that we have for nod, you know, so it means to agree to or to assent to favor. And coeptis is like cooperate. It means we've begun doing something. So it translated means we've begun to please God, we do what pleases God.
Now, I would have thought annuit was related to the word like annual or, you know, yearly annuit.
Yeah, nope. That's
annuit coeptis. Okay.
Yeah, it means we've begun doing what pleases God. And we know that it's God because it says so in the congressional record.
And so, what is coeptis again?
To do, begin doing something. And it's like cooperate.
Yeah,
you know, when you
yeah sure,
the,
sure,
you know,
sure.
So what struck me was here you have on this quintessential symbol of government, the seal of the United States, the quintessential expression of government, we do what pleases God. And I looked at that. It was such a deep insight. And I thought, could that have been intentional?
Yeah.
Or was that an accident?
Yeah.
And so I had to find out. So I began to search and search. And
so you actually looked at one of these dollar bills. I don't carry cash anymore, so I'll never see this seal. But it's all over the book. Now, the book, by the way, is a gorgeous book. It's called The Hidden Message of the Great Seal. I want people to know that it's a beautiful book with a lot of historical pictures and stuff in it. But so that's what began your search. And I think it's safe to say that, again, most people don't think about the seal. It might be on the dollar bill, but have they ever looked at it? So in this hour, I want to spend more time with you talking about this. But where do you go from there? You see those that Latin and you find that out. What happens next?
So as I began to dig into it, Eric, I found out that it was just this amazing document, that it was really tightly integrated, that it was a message system, really, if you will. So because it's an allegory, it's not just this random collection of symbols. Each symbol is related to other symbols. And so they combine and contribute to each other to form and begin to express a message.
And these three men, Franklin, Jefferson, and Adams, are the authors of this seal.
Yes. Now, the seal that's on the dollar bill doesn't look like the first version of the seal that was produced by the three men.
Uh-huh.
It's the first version is absolutely mind-boggling when you look at it, because it's Moses standing on the shore of the Red Sea.
Say what?
Yes, with a pillar of fire and a pillar of cloud.
Hey, what about separation of church and state, Jefferson? Hey, that's hilarious.
Yeah, it is.
So Jefferson approved Moses standing there with the pillar of fire, and, you know, it's like...
He absolutely did. And not only that, but his version, so they agreed to each go their separate ways,
right,
come up with an idea, and then contribute it back to the committee.
Right.
So Adams, Jefferson, Franklin each had their own. Well, Jefferson's version was very close to what Franklin's was. They wound up choosing Franklin's
version. Hang on. This is called a cliffhanger in show business. Stick around, folks. We're going to hear the rest of that sentence. Really exciting. The hidden message of the Great Seal.
I'd be so foolish. How could I? To not see I was the one behind. So still I kept on fighting.
I remember feeling so desperate and so trapped. I was surrounded by family and friends that loved me. Any one of them would have listened to me, but I was so afraid of opening up to them, too embarrassed to talk about what was causing me so much pain. It felt like torture to be so close to people that would have loved to help me and yet too embarrassed to ask for help. And then a few weeks ago, I heard about Faithful Counseling here on the radio. Christian counselors, fellow believers, trusted therapists who not only share my faith, but could actually help me. They want to give you a free week so you can try them out. You can begin a conversation by text or phone, even video conferencing, in the privacy of your own home. Why not give it a try? If it's not for you, cancel during your first week and you won't pay a dime. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Getting out of your timeshare is probably at the top of your to-do list. Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. Now that the annual maintenance fees are coming due, you probably wish you had a way to get out of that burdensome and expensive timeshare. Thankfully, we can help. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Call today for a no-obligation consultation at 833-594-0077 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Hi, this is Alexander Green, Chief Investment Strategist for the Oxford Club. Just for a moment, I'd like you to picture the perfect stock. No doubt it would have hundreds of billions in revenue, more than IBM, Facebook, and Google. It would probably be a leader in cutting-edge technology like smartphones and robotics. It would be on the verge of dozens of blockbuster announcements. But most of all, it would be ultra-cheap, trading at less than $3 a share. Now, it may seem crazy that such a stock exists, but it does. It's a cutting-edge tech company that has made deals worth hundreds of millions of dollars with Nokia, Microsoft, and Cisco, and a $29.2 billion deal with Apple. It's set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America, and Donald Trump even calls it the eighth wonder of the world. Yet you've likely never even heard of the stock. Why? Because it trades under a secret name. To find out why the secret $3 stock can help you retire, simply go to OneStockRetirement.com. That's OneStockRetirement.com.
I remember feeling so desperate and so trapped. I was surrounded by family and friends that loved me. Any one of them would have listened to me, but I was so afraid of opening up to them, too embarrassed to talk about what was causing me so much pain. It felt like torture to be so close to people that would have loved to help me and yet too embarrassed to ask for help. And then a few weeks ago, I heard about Faithful Counseling here on the radio. Christian counselors, fellow believers, trusted therapists who not only share my faith, but could actually help me. They want to give you a free week so you can try them out. You can begin a conversation by text or phone, even video conferencing, in the privacy of your own home. Why not give it a try? If it's not for you, cancel during your first week and you won't pay a dime. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com.
This is Eric from Texas Show. That's Petula Clark. I'm Eric. And I'm sitting here with Michael Canis, the new book on the hidden message of the Great Seal of the United States. You were just talking about Jefferson. So you said that Jefferson, Franklin, and Adams were all working on this kind of separately and then together.
That's right. So they met together. They agreed, hey, let's each come up with an idea. Then they met back together after 2 weeks and contributed their ideas. Franklin's was the picture of Israel in the wilderness.
Okay, this is the irony. Franklin, considered one of the deist French Enlightenment founders, which is sort of not true, he's the one that puts Moses on the seal. I mean, that's I find that at least funny.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, and I talk about it in the book, but the definition of deism has changed. We refer to deism, what we think about today, and if you look at the way Franklin describes himself, it's not at all what we think a deist is today.
But
that's another thing.
He's no Thomas Paine, let's put it that way.
Right.
He wasn't even a deist. But okay, go ahead.
Okay, so but then Jefferson's image was not with the Red Sea, but it was Israel going through the wilderness, being led by the pillar of fire and the pillar of cloud. And Eric, this was...
Shame on you, Thomas Jefferson, for putting religious imagery into our secular seal. What is wrong with that man?
Sure, okay, really upset.
Keep
him.
Going, yeah. Shame on you, Tom. All right,
but so anyway, it was a very pointed reference to the covenant. Okay, because the cloud and the fire are images of the covenant, which was first expressed by God to Abraham.
And we have to be clear that Jefferson and Franklin are casting America in the role of the new Israel,
absolutely,
led by the God of the Bible,
right,
to do and be something new in history.
Absolutely.
It couldn't be more explicit.
It absolutely could not. And the other thing about that is that they had this sense. In the book, there's a chart, and it shows 12 or 13 similarities between Israel was a republic. That's a thing not a lot of people know. And the Republic of Israel and the Republic of the United States. And it's the startling thing. And then, you know, you look through history and you see all these place names like Bethlehem and Hebron and, you know, all this. And then, of course, all the names of, you know, the people that were a part of the founding of America, like Benjamin and Zebulun, and, you know, that this was expressed on a, you know, on a routine basis. This wasn't, you know, some sort of aberrant idea. And they were expressing this desire and this notion that adhering to the covenant, the requirements of God as expressed in the Ten Commandments, would bring about the blessings of God. And they had a front row seat to see the things that God was doing to establish the American nation. And they called it the many divine interpositions of providence on behalf of the American cause.
Is that a line from the Constitution? What's that from?
That the beauty of it is, Eric, there is a report in the Journal of Congress, June 20, 1782, that uses that phrase. And it states explicitly that it is there to indicate the many divine interpositions of providence.
Can you imagine how far we've drifted? I mean, it's why you and I write these books, because we realize that we weren't taught this in school. Now, our grandparents and great-grandparents, if they were in America, they would have heard a lot of this kind of stuff. But we've drifted away, and there is no way that the United States of America can function without this stuff. This is at the heart of it. It's not just like, oh, these old guys like this stuff. This is at the, this is kind of the code without which there's no computer program. Like, this is it.
Right.
And you're telling me that it's hidden in a seal, that because we're not a world that really uses seals anymore, it's been lost until you sort of miraculously resurrect all this stuff in your book. I mean, that's why I got so excited, Michael, because we need to know this stuff.
Well, it absolutely is. And you used a couple of words. I'm going to try to reference it quickly so that we don't use up a lot of time. But you used two words. You said drift and code. Okay. I'm sure that maybe some of the people that are watching have had the experience of being in a boat and you had the anchor out there and you thought you were in one place. But after an hour, you look up and you realize I'm seeing different things on the horizon than I saw.
Yeah, there's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Where the heck are we? What's happened?
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, and so you have this fixed point of reference that you can see, oh, my goodness, I thought I was in the same place, but look how far I've come. That's what the seal is.
Right.
The seal reorients us to a world view.
Beautiful.
And it absolutely is enlightening to see the things that were expressed in the seal. So that was one of the words you used was drift. The other word that you used is code.
Yeah.
And that's another way of saying a hidden message is
code. Right. That's right.
And so the components of the seal are all working together to communicate a very pointed message to America. Remember, we said that the seal is the symbol of Americans. It's intended to convey their identity.
Yeah.
It's their symbol, and it's directed to them. It's got a message for them.
Well, again, this is a message that was... It was put there intentionally. This is not like some kooky, mystical thing. No, three brilliant men got together and said, we need to create a seal that represents us. We need to do this. We need to be thoughtful. We need to. And they did it very intentionally, these three geniuses. But it was lost to history effectively until now. I'm sitting here with you who, you know, of all people, you're a businessman. Can anything good come out of Grand Rapids? Not really. It's all these Dutch people. See, people think, I hope everybody knows I'm joking. So the point is that now we look at it, and with your eyes, we're able to see what we've been missing, and it's kind of shocking.
It is shocking, and it's exciting at the same time, because the truth of the matter, and you said, it's the first time. To my knowledge, it is indeed the first time that we've had a correct interpretation of the seal. That there's elements in the seal that through mistakes, I'll say, and other things that we didn't understand what was there.
Okay, part of the example of that is that people always point to, the floating eye and the new ordos secularum, the new secular order and whatever. Mm-hmm. And it sounds very new agey and weird, and you get into the Illuminati and that stuff. People have dragged it into that direction, but you're saying that's wrong.
Oh, it's absolutely wrong. And it's funny because I'll be standing there talking to people. And, I've literally spent over 4,000 hours of research on this thing, and I'll be telling them, no, it has nothing to do with that. And they'll be like, oh, yes, it does.
Yeah. I want to find Nicolas Cage in the middle of that movie. What's it called? National Treasure? And I'm going to smack him and say, snap out of it in Cher's voice. But I can't do that. So snap out of it. No, because it is important. This is a very major correction that you're making. This is, as the lawyers would say, dispositive. This is everything. When you see what it really means and says what the founders said, it's not this hocus pocus kooky National Treasure kind of meaning.
Oh, absolutely. But surprisingly, there is a bit of a parallel because the way that it unfolded.
Yeah.
was in that way, you know, that like one step and then another and then another. And so it was really interesting.
You mean for you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was like National Treasure, except you didn't screw it up.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, there were reasons, too. Like, surprisingly, the image that's on the dollar bill is not accurate. So that is not the image of a completely accurate representation of the seal of the United States on the dollar bill. Which
now
is a shocker.
That's why I always insist on fives. Yeah, I don't use ones anymore. No, but what do you mean? Like, when did that happen? Who made that decision?
Well, it was never actually a conscious decision. So through some circumstances, the reverse of the seal wasn't thought to be urgent because they really just needed the front of the seal.
Right.
For the document, sealing documents, because you don't use two sides of
the course,
seal.
Of course, of course.
And so what they did was they just engraved, because it's for embossing, right?
Yeah.
So they just engraved the front of the seal, but they didn't do the back.
Right.
And because of that, it sort of kind of fell out of recognition, I guess.
They forgot about it, yeah.
Yeah. And so then there was an author by the name of Benson Lossing who did an article for Harper's Magazine on the seal in the 1800s.
In the 1800s for Harper's Magazine, which is still in circulation. Okay, go ahead.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And he depicted the pyramid with the smooth sides. And so that was a departure from the pyramid that was depicted in the
original
seal.
Record,
right.
Well, how did it look in the congressional record?
So it was a stair-step pyramid.
A ziggurat.
Well, you would possibly think that, but that's in fact not what it was.
How can I thought a stair-step pyramid was a ziggurat.
Well, you would think that.
Because I'm an idiot? Is that what you're saying, Michael? My former friend? Hey, folks, we're going to be right back. This is so exciting. The book is by Michael Canis, The Hidden Message of the Great Seal. We'll be right back. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump says he's behind the deployment of the United States 5G network. Those networks would deliver wireless speeds 100 times faster than today's mobile internet. Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney says Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar should be stripped of her committee assignments. That's after Omar made comments that critics say diminish the gravity of the 9/11 terror attacks. Former Obama administration White House counsel Greg Craig has been indicted on charges of making false statements and concealing information in a federal foreign lobbying investigation. A 5-year-old child has fallen 3 floors after being pushed or thrown from a balcony at the Mall of America. A 24-year-old man is in custody. And Southwest Airlines will be removing flights from the Boeing 737 MAX aircraft from its schedule. That will be through August 5th. This is SRN News.
This Easter, Breakthrough, starring Chrissy Metz.
Boys, get off the ice!
He's been underwater 15 minutes.
The odds were against her son.
He's had no pulse for over an hour.
Until his mother's prayer.
Please, Xander, please, spirit, to save my son.
Proved the impossible.
We've got a pulse!
On April 17th.
I don't believe John will survive the night.
Discover the incredible true story.
You don't know my son.
Of an extraordinary miracle.
He is a fighter.
Breakthrough, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets, go to breakthroughmovie.com.
Sight and Sound Theaters invites you to a special event coming to movie theaters nationwide for 3 days only.
Noah, I will cover the earth with a great flood.
A flood?
You must build an ark.
Come on board for one of the world's best-known voyages in this original stage production filmed in front of a live audience.
Lord, thank you. I couldn't have done any of this without you.
Noah, in movie theaters nationwide for 3 days only. For locations, visit noahevent.com.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
It's so easy to fall in love. It's so easy to fall in love. People tell me love's got rules. Here I go, baby, all
the Hey there. That's Linda Ronstadt. I'm not. I'm sitting here with Michael Caines. The book is The Hidden Message of the Great Seal of the United States of America. It's so exciting. So we were just talking about, you said on the back of the dollar bill, you see this smooth pyramid. And you're saying in the original, I just found it in the book, It's like a ziggurat shape in the sense that you said it's meant to convey morality. And that was their intention. And so by making it smooth, you can't climb up. You can't, I mean, because Franklin, even in his autobiography, talks about the virtues and wanting to become more virtuous and sort of, you know, it can become like a works righteousness thing. It needn't be. But still, the concept that we need virtue is right on the seal.
Oh, it absolutely is. And the reason that it has that shape was because the designer of the seal was Francis Hopkinson. Now, in this particular component of the
seal,
it was first on a $50 bill that he designed, and he modeled it after a Roman coin, a solidus. And it was a solidus that was produced by Justinian Constantine in 572 AD.
A very late Roman coin.
Right, right. Well, the solidus
when Rome was Christian.
Right, right, yeah. And so it, on the solidus, it had the cross at the top, and then these layers, a stair-step pyramid underneath it. And those layers, it says in the Numismatic Dictionary, that they are to indicate the virtues that Christ had to be obedient to God.
The United States. Don't these people know about the separation of church and state? What is wrong with these people? That's actually amazing. I never heard that. And then the idea is that there was a cross at the top.
Yeah.
Now, at the top,
so we replaced the cross with the eye of God.
Okay, so the floating eye is not some New Age Hindu kind of floating eye.
No.
It meant the God, the Lord of hosts, Jehovah, the God of the Old Testament. That was clear to those men who put it there.
Well, and add to that that it's written into the congressional record, that it says it's the eye of God. So it kind of dispels all doubt.
Right.
But yeah, and all the uses in Scripture of the eye are positive, loving, caring, providing, nurturing, you know, all those things. You know, I will counsel you with my eye upon you. You know, so the imagery is very encouraging.
It's like the watchful father's eye upon someone he loves, as opposed to, hey, I'm looking out to find out when you make a mistake so I can smack you.
Right. You know, we think of this all-seeing eye, kind of, you know, doom.
Yeah,
and,
big brother.
Catch you doing something wrong kind of thing.
Wow. Mm-hmm. See, it's so important to understand what they meant originally, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So as we move through this, I know that what got me so excited when we initially talked is that you really were kind of like trying to break the code. You're doing this research, which it's kind of sick that you have to do this, that this hasn't been written about in 1,000 books, but that you have to do this, but thank God you did, to figure out what was the message that the three founders, Jefferson, Franklin, Adams, what were they trying to convey in the seal?
Right, right. So it boils down, you know, pretty straightforwardly, and we can talk about how these themes arise out of the seal, and that's pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But the four pillars, I call them, of the seal are freedom, virtue, which we've talked a little bit about now, providence.
God.
And, right. And unity. And so they were doing their best to communicate the things to the American people that were necessary to preserve the republic. So there's so many quotes, and it's, you know, I've listened to you speak and read what you've written. You have well understood that the founders knew that democracies couldn't exist without virtue of those being governed.
I'm pretty sure you stole a lot of your stuff from me directly. But you know what? It's all good. I'll let it go. Your brother, I can't sue you. No, but seriously, what you just said, it's so true. But again, we're not teaching it in our schools. And now, well, I get excited. You're telling me it's even in the seal that mm-hmm. nobody talks about.
That's
so
right.
So you can't mistake it. So the four pillars, say it again.
I'll say in a different order, but virtue, providence, freedom, and unity. And the amazing thing is if you look at the, for example, the Declaration of Independence, you look at the Constitution, the messages and the what's stated in those documents, it's paralleled in the seal. And Congress intended it to be that way. They had the resolution calling for the seal on the same day that the Declaration of Independence was ratified. So July 4, 1776, they said, okay, got that done. Now, let's get a seal. The same three guys that wrote the Declaration, why don't you put the same message into a seal?
Okay, here's my question. Have books been written about this in the past? I know that our generation, we're clueless. We don't use wax seals. We don't think about seals. But, I mean, were there books written in the 19th century or whatever that talk about these three founders working through this process? Like, what are the sources that you used so that you know Good. The narrative?
Okay, well, thank you.
I mean, I know it's in your book, but where does it come from?
Right. Okay, so Galliard Hunt wrote a history of the Great Seal of the United States, and that was in the 1800s. I can't give you the exact date of that book.
Yeah.
But what he did was he went through a little bit of the history of the seal, and he pulls out the reports of Congress and, you know, identifies who's on the committee. And it took 6 years to write the seal, four different committees. So this was not something that was taken lightly.
They didn't pop this off on a cocktail napkin.
No, sir. No, sir. But the surprising thing is that the elements that are in the first version of the seal are the same as in the final version.
Okay.
So you have these, you know, there's a chart in the book, 13 different elements. So the same eye, the same, you know, all expressions of the covenant, like the cloud and the glory.
Most of us, if you look at a seal, you just wouldn't think it could be so complex. And we're going to wrap up this segment. We're going to be right back, folks. The book is The Hidden Message of the Great Seal. I hope homeschoolers are listening to this. This is so big. We'll be right back. Hey, Albin.
Hey, Eric.
Can I tell you about Relief Factor?
Please.
No, actually, I mean, can I tell you about it?
Okay, you may.
I may?
You may.
But what I'm trying to say is I've got somebody even better.
Oh.
Yes, I've got a guy named Alan who's been using Relief Factor. I'd like to hear what he has to say about Relief Factor. Here it is.
I've been in back pain since my early 20s. Now I'm 51. In my early 20s, I worked for the state prison. I got injured and I was off work for about a year. I'm now a train engineer. I basically sit all day long. My wife making me take Relief Factor literally changed my life. I don't feel like I'm 20 again, but my back does.
Well, see, this is why I want, you know, I could talk about it all day long,
Great.
But I'm telling you, so many people have been blessed by it. You go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. It's all botanicals. There's nothing dangerous about it. You can take it all day long, and you will know within 3 weeks if it works for you. And if it works for you, it will probably change your life. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com.
This Easter, Breakthrough, starring Chrissy Metz.
Boys, get off the ice!
He's been underwater 15 minutes.
The odds were against her son.
He's had no pulse for over an hour.
Until his mother's prayer.
Please, Xander, the spirit to save my son.
Proved the impossible.
We've got a pulse!
On April 17th.
I don't believe John will survive the night.
Discover the incredible true story.
You don't know my son.
Of an extraordinary miracle.
He is a fighter.
Breakthrough, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets, go to breakthroughmovie.com.
Sight and Sound Theaters invites you to a special event coming to movie theaters nationwide for 3 days only.
Noah, I will cover the earth with a great flood.
A flood?
You must build an ark.
Come on board for one of the world's best-known voyages in this original stage production filmed in front of a live audience.
Lord, thank you. I couldn't have done any of this without you.
Noah, in movie theaters nationwide for 3 days only. For locations, visit noahevent.com.
Facebook and Google, you think they value your privacy? It's actually the opposite. Big tech companies make a lot of money from your personal information. Gmail by Google, along with Yahoo, AOL, and the other free email providers, they have a history of scanning mailboxes and delivering targeted ads within those accounts. There's no such thing as a free lunch. Somebody has to pay, And Google and the others are paying with your personal private information. Ronald Reagan would not stand for this. He would not use those services. He believed your freedom and your privacy were individual rights that came from God and were protected by your Constitution and its Bill of Rights. Take back your God-given right to privacy right now. Get a Reagan email address at ReaganPrivacy.com. Unlike other email providers, they do not scan, they do not record your emails, they leave you alone. A Reagan email address costs as little as $33 a year. That's only 9 cents a day. Plus, get 2 free bonus months when you sign up now. Get your Reagan email address today at ReaganPrivacy.com. That's ReaganPrivacy.com.
Hey there, folks. It's Eric Metaxas here. You all know how much I love MyPillow, and now Mike Lindell has come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. He finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. This is not a joke. His new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and he guarantees they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on these sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else. The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 800-978-3057, 800-978-3057, and use promo code ERIC or METAXAS to get 30% off plus free shipping, or go to MyPillow.com, but be sure to use the code ERIC or METAXAS, MyPillow.com.
Hey, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, get a rock and roll feeling in your bones. Put taps on your toes and get gone, get a rhythm. When you get the blues.
Hey there, folks. I'm getting rhythm just from that song. I'm talking to Michael Canis. The book is The Hidden Message of the Great Seal. I just hope, like, students get a copy of this book and do book reports. This is such an amazing, it's just so rich. You were saying, Michael, that there are 13 elements in the seal. I mean, that's a lot of elements. And of course, there's 13 colonies. But so they all kind of weave together to make a point, to tell a story. And you're saying that all the founders got this, but it's been forgotten. I mean, until now, basically. Yeah. It's kind of shocking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's surprising that we haven't sort of pulled back the curtain on the meaning of it. But there were a number of different things, like the example I gave you about the shape of the pyramid and other things, like reasonable explanations. Like the top of the pyramid, it's flat. Okay. Well, why was the top of the pyramid flat?
Ran out of bricks?
I mean, wouldn't you, if you were just making a pyramid, if I said, Eric, draw a pyramid, you'd draw a pyramid with a pointy top, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they
Oh, I know what
that.
You're going to say. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go
so,
ahead.
But they intentionally drew it with a flat top. Okay. Well, everybody hears the explanation. Oh, they did that to show that the nation wasn't finished yet, and you know that where they were leaving room for expansion.
No.
It doesn't hold water from a lot of different reasons, but it's nowhere else in the seal. You know, we don't have.
No, I know what you're going to say. Go ahead. This is great. Go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go.
So, but the surprising thing is that the reason that it has a flat top was because the model that it was used to produce it was a flat top. And that model was what we said, the solidus, each one of those things being a virtue.
Right.
Well, by the congressional record, there's indicated to be 13 rows on the pyramid. Okay. Well, if there's 13 rows on the pyramid, then there would have to be 13 virtues, right? If that was to
hold
water.
Right.
But 13 virtues, that's kind of weird.
Right.
Like, what's 13 virtues? Well, Google 13 virtues. It's Benjamin Franklin's 13 virtues. It's self-restraint and honor and grace and order and
if
grace.
If you look at Benjamin Franklin's autobiography, which a lot of us read in high school, it's in there.
It's in there. Yeah, absolutely. And it just so happens that Benjamin Franklin was the godfather of Francis Hopkinson, who designed the pyramid. I mean, he was required.
And there's another theological point to be made, which mm-hmm. is a big one. And this is true. We all know this. Anybody who understands Christianity understands virtues cannot get you to heaven. Virtues, at some point,
right.
God has to reach down to us. And so the idea is that, you know, you can walk up these steps, but you don't get to the top. At the top is the floating eye of God or the cross or whatever. which is an important message that you can't achieve it on your own. You have a job to do. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, you said that the pillars are, you know, virtue and providence. Mm-hmm. You have to have providence.
Absolutely.
So if you kick providence out and you say, no, we're a secular republic, it can't work. At that point,
absolutely,
it cannot work. Why would people be virtuous? Can people be virtuous enough? We know we're fallen. We know we make mistakes. Mm-hmm. I mean, again, there's so much here. The pictures in this book are beautiful. I want to say to people that this is a gorgeous, huge coffee table book with a lot of beautiful historical pictures to pore over.
Yeah, there's 295 images in there, Eric. And the reason that I've done that was because I want to present the evidence to you.
Mm.
I want to show you the coins and the documents and so let you see for yourself the trail that I followed to get there and then reach your conclusion.
Well, this is basically like a textbook. I mean, it's a beautifully illustrated. It's sumptuous, really. It's a staggering work you've done. So we just have a few minutes left, and then the next segment. What does this point to as the meaning, all these pieces coming together?
Mm-hmm. Well, both sides of the coin reflect, or the seal reflect the same message.
Yeah.
And they're all interlinked together.
Right.
Okay. So they center around those points that I gave you. So the providence, virtue, freedom, and unity. But then as we start to look, well, how does that get expressed? Okay. The phrase at the top, Anuit Coeptis, we've begun doing what pleases God. That is an internal governance, and it's a beginning. Okay. The number 13, okay, 13 steps on the pyramid, 13 stripes, 13 stars, 13 arrows, 13 letters in the phrase Anuit Coeptis, 13 letters in the phrase E Pluribus Unum.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It's starting to get mystical, man.
It's not an accident. And 13, in our, you know, that's another misdirection that we've had. We've always thought that 13 is, that's superstitious, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
There's no 13th floor on buildings and things like that.
Right.
No, 13 is a symbol of beginning. Okay, it's the beginning of something. The word Bereshit, which is Genesis, it means beginning, and it totals to 13, the number in Hebrew. There's 13 steps in creation. A Hebrew boy has his bar mitzvah at 13.
I see. I've never heard any of this stuff, and I just love learning. This is, you know, Michael, everything you're saying is new to me, and I'm sure to a lot of my audience. That idea, I think we have to say this. The founders, all of the men that we've mentioned, they were aware that they were at the center of something miraculous and on a spooky level. In other words, I think that they understood, holy cow, how did we get to be here to be the ones to create this new world order where men and women will govern themselves? This never happened in the history of the world unless you go back to ancient Israel. I mean, you know that it must have spooked them, and that's why they write in, you know, the congressional record that, you know, that divine providence, interpositions of divine they understood that they had the privilege to a front row seat at history, that this was a big moment in history. They were aware of the historic import is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, they absolutely were. And honestly, the seal agrees with you, because it expresses that same opinion of the founders through the seal. And one of the ways that it does that is through that phrase, Novus Ordo Seclorum, which is another one that gets a bad rap. We think it means New World Order.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that at all.
It doesn't mean the Antichrist is coming. It means Jesus is coming. Effectively, if I have to cut to the chase. We're out of time in this segment, but we'll be right back for final segment. I just hope that folks, as I say, I mentioned homeschoolers or whatever, there's a lot of material to be unpacked and learned. And boy, if a generation of young people learn this stuff, we're going to be in really good shape. We'll be right back. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to Michael Canis. The book is The Hidden Message of the Great Seal. Get a copy, please.
Ooh, summer wine.
Strawberries, cherries.
Imagine your increase in sales with your web at the top of search engines getting first crack at millions of potential customers. We know how to make that happen. We're Salem Surround. digital marketing experts who offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggest ideas that could dramatically grow your profits. Getting your website at the top of search engines is a process that takes unusual expertise. Our team can help you achieve. In fact, we can put all your digital marketing under one roof, give you monthly reports on results, and instantly move your dollars to the most effective areas of your digital marketing suite. Social marketing, geofencing, web search enhancement, event targeting, and more. There are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI.
Learn more by logging on to SalemSurround.com, connecting you with new customers.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump says he's considering releasing illegal immigrants into Democratic strongholds. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
In his latest tussle with Democrats over illegal immigration, the president confirms that he's looking at a plan that would send detained immigrants to sanctuary cities.
And they want more people in their sanctuary cities? Well, we'll give them more people. We can give them a lot. We can give them an unlimited supply.
Just hours before, White House and Homeland Security officials insisted the idea had been rejected. But the president says it's under consideration, and it'll show if Democrats have open arms. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A 5-year-old child fell 3 floors after being pushed or thrown from a balcony at the Mall of America. The police say the suspect is a 24-year-old man with no known relation to the child's family. This is SRN News.
Hi, this is Alexander Green, Chief Investment Strategist for the Oxford Club. Just for a moment, I'd like you to picture the perfect stock. No doubt it would have hundreds of billions in revenue, more than IBM, Facebook, and Google. It would probably be a leader in cutting-edge technology like smartphones and robotics. It would be on the verge of dozens of blockbuster announcements. But most of all, it would be ultra-cheap, trading at less than $3 a share. Now, it may seem crazy that such a stock exists, but it does. It's a cutting-edge tech company that has made deals worth hundreds of millions of dollars with Nokia, Microsoft, and Cisco, and a $29.2 billion deal with Apple. It's set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America, and Donald Trump even calls it the 8th wonder of the world. Yet you've likely never even heard of the stock. Why? Because it trades under a secret name. To find out why the secret $3 stock can help you retire, simply go to OneStockRetirement.com. That's OneStockRetirement.com.
Hey there, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. We're talking to Michael Canis, K-A-N-I-S. That's not Greek. K-A-N-I-S, the hidden message of the Great Seal. Michael, just a few minutes left. This is really exciting. Where can we leave the folks who are listening?
I think it's that the message of the seal is being uncovered now. And I feel like a bystander. You know, I just feel like I kicked something in the ground and it turned out to be this amazing treasure, you know. And so
It is. That's what I'm saying. Like, I get goosebumps even thinking about the fact that who are you, a Rube from Grand Rapids, Michigan? Just kidding.
No, I
you're not
the
a
same
Rube.
Way.
Oh, I know. You're because you're so sweet and humble. But seriously, like, the fact that today you discovered this that's kind of been hidden that nobody talks about anymore. It's for such a time as this. I mean, I hate to make
more.
It spooky, except it is.
I couldn't agree more. And in some senses, I feel like a spectator. And so I'm looking at this. I'm like, wow, this thing fell in my lap. And it had to have come now for a reason. I believe that. I believe there's a design and a purpose for it. And the message of the seal, it's so encouraging because of what it's directing us to do. And so following the message of the seal, focusing on unity, for example. You know, we're attacking each other. We're dividing the nation. It's identity politics. But yet, values unify. That's what the seal is telling us. Focus on virtue. You know, who doesn't agree to love people? You know, who doesn't agree to forgive? Who doesn't agree to have patience? And, you know,
I'll give you a list of names after the program. Yeah.
But don't you see? And if we pursue private virtue, it cascades over into public virtue.
Of course. That's exactly right.
And it It does. The subtitle of the book is How Foundational Truth from the Dawn of Liberty May Rescue a Republican Peril. That's not hyperbole.
No, we are in peril, and I really do believe that there are a number of things that have happened. One of them is you are discovering this and writing about it right now. Mm-hmm. It is hopeful for me because I think, why would God allow this to be hidden till now? But it's been discovered now. Mm-hmm. And I think that this gets us excited about the founders' ideals. And in case you're wondering which founders, it's the founders that are always talked about as being the most secular. Guess what? Wrong. They're not.
Right.
It's stunning. Well, no wonder Pete Littlebeck has something to do with this, because when you discover this, you can't help but you go half crazy. You just think, like, everything we've been taught is wrong. Like, we've not been taught the truth about who America is and how it is a fundamentally Christian country. Of course, it's not officially Christian, but it is in its foundations, even in its view of saying we're not officially Christian, that's Christian.
Right.
You know, you can't force somebody to be a Christian. It's
right.
Totally free. You can be anything you like in America.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just exciting. Now, is there a website or something, or is it just the book that people can go to?
No, it's hiddenmessage.org.
Holy cow.
Yeah, hiddenmessage.org. And, the book is for sale on the website, or it's on Amazon,
Hiddenmessage.org. O-R-G.
Mm-hmm.
Hiddenmessage.org. Well, I don't know if you're going to get back to New York again soon. I would love to continue the conversation. We can't do that today, but I hope people will get the book and go to hiddenmessage.org. I'm glad we got that in there. Hiddenmessage.org. The Hidden Message of the Great Seal is the title of the book. Michael Canis, you have done an extraordinary work. I really want to say that I'm so excited about this. I'm so excited the fact that you did this and you came to New York to the studio. So a lot of people are going to watch this on YouTube or on Metaxas Super, they can listen to it. They're listening to it right now. Very, very exciting. HiddenMessage.org. And the book is The Hidden Message of the Great Seal. Michael Canis, the author, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Eric.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.